support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Mark Sutherland. He's the Chief Marketing Officer for the Missouri Partnership, a public-private organization charged with attracting new jobs and businesses across the state of Missouri. Sutherland shares insights about his successful quest to attract corporations from around the world. The conversation with Sutherland is just the first in an 11-part series focused on Northeast Missouri. Be sure to stay tuned for upcoming installments on the Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer podcast, featured on the NPR.org's podcast directory. Upcoming segments include the mayor of Kirksville and a visit to Truman State University.
Hi, my name is Zach Burden. I'm the mayor of the city of Kirksville. I also work in residence life here at Truman State University.
Kirksville's A.T. Still Medical School of Osteopathy.
Hello, my name is Jason Haxton. I'm the director of the Museum of Osteopathic Medicine.
Missouri's first ethanol plant, Poet Biorefining.
Hi, my name is Scott Tuttle. I'm the general manager of Poet in Macon, Missouri.
The West Winery.
I'm Chris West, West Winery. I'm the owner of West Winery, along with my wife, Jen West.
Naples Repertory Theater.
Hi, my name is Bridget Grace Sheaf. We're here in Macon, Missouri, at the Royal Theater, home of Maples Repertory Theater.
The Knox High School's new electric school buses.
I'm Andy Turgeon. I'm the superintendent of the Knox County R1 School District in Edina, Missouri, which is in northeast Missouri, about 30 miles south of Iowa and about 40 miles east of Illinois.
Rural Health at Scotland County Hospital in Memphis, Missouri.
I'm Randy Tobler. I'm the CEO and the medical director of OBGYN at Scotland County Hospital, a critical access 25-bed hospital in rural northeast Missouri.
Nemo Manufacturing and Practical Tactical.
I'm Bob Havermail, and I am the CEO of Nemo Manufacturing in LaGrange, Missouri. Small town, 600 people.
The Corps of Engineers Rock Island Dam on the Mississippi.
My name's Rob Martin, the executive director of the Lewis County Industrial Development and Port Authority. We are in Kent, Missouri at Lock and Dam number 20 on the Mississippi River.
And of course, a visit to Mark Twain's hometown, Hannibal, Missouri.
My name is Jim Waddell, and I'm a resident of Hannibal, Missouri on the banks of the Mississippi. In Marion County, Missouri, about 100 miles or so north of St. Louis.
In the Magic City of Mobley.
Tom Sanders, Public Works Director. Magic City, Mobley, Missouri. Grew up overnight out of the prairie, the railroad town and the boom.
Come along and join us for an exploration of northeast Missouri.
Hi, my name is Mark Sutherland. I'm the CMO of Missouri Partnership.
What does Missouri Partnership do?
Well, in my role as CMO, I get to brag about Missouri all over the world to business owners, decision makers, and tell Missouri's story, which is, I think, an incredibly powerful story that a lot of people have really never heard.
Is the bottom line of the mission economic development?
Yeah, it's all about creating jobs, creating investment.
Bringing in businesses.
Bringing in businesses, because we know that businesses create jobs and those jobs transform families and transform communities. We want to make sure that Missouri gets to compete and compete well for companies that are expanding all over the world.
And it's just not a shotgun approach. You have some hierarchical targeting, right, of the types of businesses that you want.
Correct. Missouri has the advantage and the disadvantage of being one of the most economically diverse states in the country. But we do focus in a lot on advanced manufacturing and ag tech and financial services. We see a lot of logistics and food production investment around the state. And then we've got emerging sectors like energy and health innovation.
Talk geography for a moment, because you mentioned logistics. And that would seem to me to be a selling point in that it's not that far to the East Coast. It's not that far down south. Very strategic, isn't it?
We strategically placed Missouri in the center of the U.S., but we take advantage of that. We've got every Class 1 railroad in the country coming here, highways in every direction, international airports, pipelines that come through the state if you're looking to move on pipelines, and the river system, so the Mississippi. The Ag Coast of America is in Missouri. We're thrilled that there is so much that comes out of the region, and we do see a lot of companies that are coming here simply because they can get anywhere very, very quickly. We're in Missouri Northeast right now, and there's three Class 1 railroads that come here. Mm-hmm. And within 500 miles of here, there's 80 million potential customers.
Wow. Talk to us about an example of a recent home run in attracting a business to relocate here and why.
Here in Missouri Northeast is a company called Swift Prepared Foods. And they've invested a couple of times in Missouri now over the last couple of years. And they were looking for the raw product and the agriculture. So agriculture in Missouri is an $88 billion industry every year. And so they were looking for the raw product to make bacon in this particular case, and looking for that distribution network and that qualified workforce and the ability to be successful. And all that came together here in Missouri Northeast.
Interesting. We're in strange times. There's been a real game shift in our world, in everything, in how people work. What are the most dominant shifts that you've noticed and changes in way of doing business even?
I think we all figured out that we can all work remotely if we have high-speed internet. And I myself have been working remotely for the most part for the last couple of years. And places like Missouri Northeast have been taking advantage of that. Just in the time that we've been spending the last wee bit, it's an amazing area of the country to be in, because you can work for a huge tech company and be based in rural Missouri. And then also at the end of a day, once you've worked and done your work dealing with New York and California and wherever, you can walk out your front door and you're in the middle of Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. You have forests and you have lakes and you have rivers, and you get to enjoy that outdoor experience that Missouri is well known for some people and getting well known for others.
When you bring prospective people here to the state and you do your dog and pony show, what do you observe that they're most impressed with and kind of surprised by?
I think it depends on the industry. So each industry has different decision factors. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're looking for sites first, then talent pipeline. I think the fact that we do have a very strong talent pipeline is a pleasant surprise for them. But then also seeing how progressive the state is. I think a lot of people have no idea what's in the middle of America, especially internationally. Mm-hmm. And just seeing the diversity that's here, the opportunities to either live in an urban area or a rural area, and still be well connected with everything you want culturally. Also, I think how welcoming and pleasant the people are here. I've been here 32 years myself, and I'm still blown away by how welcoming Missourians are to people who come in here and invest and create jobs.
Looking from the outside, it would seem to me that Missouri, surprisingly, is extraordinarily affordable as far as real estate, cost of real estate, both commercial and residential. Mm-hmm. Would that not be a real inducement?
Yeah, the houses here, you get a phenomenal house for a very, very good competitive price. But it's not just a cheap house. Mm-hmm. It's a phenomenally priced house in the middle of a great community and connected to every aspect of life that you want to connect with. So, yeah, I remember moving here from the UK and thinking, I can buy how much house for how much?
Yeah, even today.
I can own land. Yeah. That was phenomenal to discover, and it's still true.
We drove by a house in Hannibal a couple of days ago. They said, oh, that one would be $300,000. And I'm going, well, in Santa Barbara, it'd be $3 million.
Yeah.
No, literally.
Yeah. No, there's some phenomenal choices to make around the region.
And then just the cost of raw dirt, of earth. Mm-hmm. And then you top it. I assume you have some economic initiatives or inducements, bonuses that would attract the commercial.
Yeah. I mean, just the biggest one is in the last couple of years, Missouri's dropped their corporate income tax down to 4%. So second lowest in the country.
Wow.
There's some states that don't collect it, but when you index the whole thing, the tax foundation index the whole measure of taxes, and we're actually third in the nation on the tax index. And then they also did another study called Location Matters, where they looked at various industries. And for labor-intensive manufacturing, for example, we're fourth in the nation. And for just general new business, as far as cost and taxes, we're 10th. So we're highly competitive, and as you said, we've got highly affordable housing and just great cultural amenities as well.
And in your philosophy of targeting businesses, how central are attracting clean energy, mm-hmm. non-polluting companies?
Yeah, that's a big driver for companies these days. And our utilities are committed to that. Mm-hmm. They're continually adding green energy, whether it be solar or wind or, you know, other areas of energy generation. That's something the state is very aware of and very supportive of. And companies when they come here. We see a lot of companies, especially on the solar side, investing in green tech.
Part of your selling technique to bring people to Missouri would have to be predicated on their life and lifestyle when they're not working. Tell us about your best picks of things to do and see as an inducement to move here.
Yes, I mean, today, you know, we visited Hannibal. So you saw the traditional culture, the Mark Twain. And really, that's the impression of Missouri a lot of people have before they come in. It's true. Mm-hmm. It exists. The riverboats, the river lifestyle, the lake lifestyle. But just down the road, you've got professional sports teams, world championship professional sports teams in St. Louis with the St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Blues. They're building a new Major League Soccer stadium there. So if you like sports, you've got that. Also, the other side of the state, the Kansas City Royals and the Kansas City Chiefs. You know, Chiefs might have won a big tournament in the last few years. But just if you like the sports, you have that. But you also have arts. You have theaters all over the place, both community and just internationally known. So that every aspect of what culture you want, it's going to be there. And then if you're into wine or beer or distilled spirits, you're going to be very happy in Missouri.
And how about barbecue?
Barbecue. Now, there's this little competitive between the East and the West of Missouri because they each think that they're the best.
Right.
And I'm quite fine with them competing because that just means you get good barbecue statewide.
Yeah, and they're all trying to get better.
They're all trying to get better. Kansas City has some phenomenal barbecue. St. Louis does as well. And that spreads throughout the state. And you just get some incredible food wherever you're at.
Are you involved in the consumer side of attracting people to come to Missouri?
No.
So
no,
it's not. More...
We are laser-focused on companies and figuring out what each company needs and then figuring out how Missouri can meet those needs. Because each company, the industries are different, the decision factors are different, the drivers for that particular business expansion are different. Mm-hmm. So we really pride ourselves on listening and then delivering a concierge service to the company in order to see all the opportunities, see all the challenges, and then deliver a solution that makes it incredibly hard to say no to Missouri.
On a hierarchical basis, how wide is your net cast in attracting?
We work globally. We have international investment from all over the world. 2019, Missouri was the top FDI state in the U.S.
FDI?
Foreign direct investment. Mm-hmm. So we are very attractive and we compete, depending on the industry. Mm-hmm. If it's ag tech, we are going head-to-head with Boston and with the Carolinas and California. And a good portion of the time, we are winning.
Really?
And we just did a whole big...
Why are you a winner? What puts you ahead?
So about 20 years ago, Missouri focused in on ag tech. So we're the home of the Animal Health Corridor, which stretches from Kansas City across. So about 55% of the global animal health industry has a presence in the Animal Health Corridor. In St. Louis and surrounding areas, we have the largest concentration of plant science PhDs in the world. And so we've got this very proactive approach to attracting ag tech. And so that works very, very well to make us incredibly competitive. You combine that with the cost of living and the quality of life, and that's why we win consistently with ag tech companies.
Interesting. Give us some examples of, outside of St. Louis, Kansas City, other areas that you would target people to relocate.
So we take the approach of listening to the company and finding out what their needs are, and then we go out statewide and we see, all right, what's available? Where's the talent pipeline they would need? Where is the sites and buildings that they should consider? And that usually helps it narrow down to probably, you know, 6 or 7, 8 communities around the state.
So transportation is ultimately a part of the equation, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but really we work to understand what the company, what their drivers are, deliver solutions, and then dig into their preferences. And once you get further down the pipeline, then it allows you to narrow down the sites based upon what they want. And then at that point, you're doing site visits. And then it's community fit. Can we see our company fit in this community? Does the community want us? I think I've never seen a Missouri community not want a company.
How aggressive are the tax incentives when a developmental?
Yeah. You know. I mean, we are competitive. Mm-hmm. We really focus a lot of our incentives around either we're going to improve the infrastructure around the site, or we're going to reward you for job creation. So Missouri Works is the prominent program for Missouri.
And how does that work?
That basically, for the first 5 years or so, all the taxes that you would pay on your employees to the state, you get to keep. So long as you have certain measurements, you know, it's at least 10 jobs, and you have to give them health insurance as part of the package. So make sure you're treating your employees well. But then you get to keep that and reinvest that in the company, and that's so, usually pretty significant.
So that's a viable inducement.
Oh, yeah, very much. Mm-hmm. And then there's local incentives where you can do tax abatement for a period of years, 10 years or so, that comes into play on bigger projects.
Again, before we go, give us a couple of examples of recent history companies that you have talked into relocating.
Yeah, so, I mean, my favorite, because I actually not only did the marketing, but I also ran the project, it's a company called Gateway Studios. They ended up locating in Chesterfield, Missouri. They are a music manufacturing and production facility. So basically, if you're a huge touring artist, you work with them. They design, concept, manufacture, build, set up, test your entire touring structure, all the scaffolds, all the video screens, etc. And they are building the biggest facility of its kind in the U.S. right now in Chesterfield, Missouri.
And where did they come from?
They're a newer company. They started up with executives in Nashville and some in the St. Louis region. And then we competed head-to-head with Atlanta and with Tennessee. And on that one, we came out ahead.
That's really cool.
But it was a great project, and it's a phenomenal company.
One more.
One more investment?
Yeah, winner story.
Yeah, so over in Butler, Missouri, which is near Kansas City, great little community, and FFE, it's Frozen Food Express. It's they produce and distribute frozen food, and they were looking for another facility somewhere in the U.S. We competed on that one, and we were able to attract them to Missouri. But the reason I love that is because, you know, it's only, you know, a handful of jobs. It's, you know, I think 80 jobs. But for a community of that size, a small community, that is transformative.
Mm-hmm. So that becomes their anchor.
It's huge. And you get to do what I do and promote Missouri. But in the end, what makes it worthwhile is, you know, you are changing communities for the better, changing families for the better, and causing economic growth for everybody that touches these companies that we're attracting.
That's really cool. Okay, only because I got to send you on your way and we got to get ready to go. We're going to have to regroup, and I have to come back and see you for part two.
We would love to have you back.
That'd be awesome. If somebody wanted to learn more about your world, where would you direct them?
So MissouriPartnership.com is our website, and you're going to find all sorts of information about Missouri there. And we'd love to chat. We're on there every day. And my name is Mark Sutherland, CMO, Missouri Partnership.
Mark, what a pleasure to meet you and spend time with you. This has been illuminating.
My pleasure.
All right. And I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Missouri. We'll see you here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives. and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.